Thanks the organizers for inviting me to the Fields Institute and the possibility to present some new results. But before I like to explain my proof of the generalized moonshine conjecture in the case of the baby monster, I like to recall Borchardt's proof of the original moonshine conjecture. So the M is should be the monster, which is the largest sporadic simple group. The monster was constructed by Greif in 1982 as the automorphism group of an algebra B called the Greif algebra, and the dimension of this algebra is 196884, and afterwards in 1988 Frank Lipovsky and Muhrmann extended this algebra B, which is commutative but non-associative, to the automorphism group of a vertex operator algebra, the Moonshine module. The Moonshine module is a vertex operator algebra of central charge (24). The zero part is R. The conformal weight 1 part is 0, and the conformal weight 2 part is the Greif algebra. And the vertex algebra structure induces on B this algebra structure of Greif. Then there is this monstrous moonshine, which in fact existed before the monster was constructed. It was John McKay who observed that if one takes the elliptic modular function J, which has the Q expansion Q to the minus 1, plus 7.44 plus 196884 Q plus 214 93760 Q square and so on. He observed that this number is the sum of the dimension of the smallest and the second smallest character of the monster. At this time, one did already know some information about the character table of the monster. So one did know, in particular, what should be the smallest dimension. And similar thing is true for the next coefficient and so on. This led Thomson to the introduction of the so-called Thomson series. So the one takes now. Now I'm assume already that the that I know that they exists a moonshine module where the monster acts as automorphism group, and then the definition is that one takes the traces for an element G in the monster and looks at this formal power various. But instead of formal power various, one can also look at there's a function in the upper half plane. And Conway-Norton conjectured then in 1979 the following moonshine conjecture. For all G in the monster, the Thompson series TGQ are Hauptmodules for some modular group gamma G, such that gamma G contains gamma zero n for some n and is contained in so this gamma zero n, these are the matrices A, B, C, D in SL to Z with C divisible by n. And gamma G should be contained in the normalizer of gamma zero n in PFL to R. So this group doesn't have to lie in SL to Z. And so this, that they are Hauptmodules, this means that the field of meromorphic functions for the compactified modular curve is generated by this Hauptmodule. This moonshine conjecture was then proven by Borchardt in 1992. And his main idea was the construction of the monster Lie algebra. So one needs the hyperbolic plane lattice . This is a two-dimensional lattice where the with quadratic form given by such that vector here has a norm minus 2mn. So it's a unique, even unimodular lattice of signature 1-1. Now, Borchardt looked at the tensor product of the moonshine module with this hyperbolic plane, with the vertex algebra associated to this hyperbolic plane. And this is the vertex algebra of central charge 26. Inside, one looks at PI. This is the subspace of Virasoro highest weight vectors. So on the, because it's the vertex algebra of central charge 26, we have the action of the, it's a module of the Virasoro vertex operator algebra of central charge 26, and PI denotes the subspace of highest weight vectors. If one forms now the space P1, so these are the So PI refers to the weight to the high to the conformal, means that they have conformal weight I. If I look now at P1 divided by L minus 1 P0, so the Li are the generators of the Virasoro algebra, then this is a Lie algebra, and it has an invariant bilinear form. This easily follows from the axioms of the vertex algebra. Now the monster Lie algebra is defined as the this Lie algebra divided out by the radical of the invariant bilinear form. And it turns now out that this Lie algebra is a generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra and because the monster acts on the Moonshine module, it acts on V and it acts also on this Lie algebra. So I like to recall what a generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra. Can you? V? Pi, these are the highest weight vectors for the Virasoro algebra of highest weight I. So the central sharp 20 is 26 and the H is it should be I. So a generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra is defined by generators and relation. One starts with a matrix of real numbers which could be countable infinite the size, and such a matrix is called a generalized Cartan matrix if the matrix A is symmetric, the off-diagonal entries are not positive, and if a diagonal entry is positive, then this quotient should be integer. So the difference to a so usually this is so one has Cartan matrix, generalized Cartan matrix, and Borchardt first called this generalized Cartan matrix, and usually one assumes that this has to be non-negative. And for the Cartan matrix, these diagonals have to be positive, but in case of the generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra, imaginary simple roots can occur, and so this can be negative or zero. To such a generalized Cartan matrix, one associates the generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra in the usual way by generator and relations. These are the their relations, and such a generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra has this decomposition in this spaces F, H, and E. These are generated by the EI, FI, and HI. So this is the basic definition, but one also needs variation of it, like to one has to add outer derivations, or one has to take central extensions, or in case there is already a center, one has to divide out part of it. Now what Borchardt showed was that the theory for this generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra is similar to the one for Kac Moody Lie algebras, and in particular he gave a generalization of the Kurzweil character formulas, one where there is some modification coming from the imaginary simple roots. And also he gave a characterization theorem so that in certain situations one can decide that an Lie algebra which arises in some fancy way is in fact generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra, and for the monster Lie algebra this is the case, and so one can now look at the denominator identity, so that the character the formula for the trivial representation, but first one has to sorry, one step before one has to, if one knows that it's a generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra, one has to figure out what are the simple roots, and for this it's important that we did start here with the vertex operator algebra of central chart 26, since the no-goes theorem from string theory can be used to show that the monster Lie algebra is created by the hyperbolic plane, that's clear, and that the part of degree m comma n is isomorphic to the part of the Munsha module of degree m times n, but I make a index shift, so this index in bracket I is the index I plus 1 originally, so this, this index is a conformal weight. So the denominator, since we now know what the dimensions of the homogeneous parts are, one has one side of the denominator identity, and from this one gets the complete denominator identity, which is in this case the product one minus p to the m q to the n to the c m n equal to j of p minus j of q, and the c m n, these are the coefficients of the J function minus 744. So for the in particular one sees from this that there is one real simple root, and the Weyl group of this monster Lie algebra is just set 2. Now to prove the moonshine conjectures of Conway Norton, Borchardt looked at the equivariant denominator identity of the monster Lie algebra. So for element G in the monster, one takes the trace on the exterior algebra of this space E generated by the EI, and so this G was E plus H plus F, and then from this causal complex, one has the equivariant denominator identity that it's the same as when I take the trace on the cohomology. And it turns out that one can, because one knows the root space structure, one can compute this cohomology, and this graded trace, this is exactly the Thompson series TGP minus TGQ. And this identity is equivalent that the Thompson series has a property which is called completely replicable. I don't like to explain what completely replicable is, because later I will use replicable functions. But if one has a replicable function, then it's true that the, so when I write it as TG is coefficient A I G Q I, then this function is determined by the first five coefficient A G 1, A G 2, A G 3, and I need A G five. On the other hand, Conway and Norton did say for every they gave for every G this group gamma G and the modular function TGQ what they conjectured what it should be, and it was shown by Koike that the Hauptmodule given by Conway Norton are in fact completely replicable. And it one now to finish the proof, all what one has to do is to check that the first five coefficients of this Hauptmodule coincide with this coefficient given coming from the traces of G on the Munshaw model. And for this, one has to know the Munshaw module as M module for I from 1 to 5. And these can indeed be determined since one knows already the structure of the Munshaw module. This follows from the construction of Frank-Lipovsky-Murmann. One knows the Munshaw module as the module for the subgroup 1 plus 24 Conway 1 of the monster. So then and they are determined, and it turned out that they are the first coefficient are the same, and because the function is then completely replicable, they must be this Hauptmodule. And this Munshaw conjecture was proven So this is just for one G. So one has to look at some conjugacy classes. In fact, seven conjugacy classes here are enough, and they give seven conjugacy classes of the monster. And because the irreducible, one knows the dimension of the Moonshine module. It just comes from the J function, and the dimension of the irreducibles of the monster grow fast enough. Only the first seven can occur in principle at all. And then one has the traces for seven elements. That's the way Borges did determine the decomposition. This has nobody done yet. So at the end, everything depends finally on playing back to the Greif algebra. So this was monster moonshine, and then there is Norton's generalized moonshine conjecture. From 1987, Norton conjectured that for G in the monster, there exists a twisted module B natural G on which C star extension of the centralizer of G in the monster acts in such a way such that first the for H in this centralizer the series T GH which is now the trace of H on this twisted moonshine module, or because I have maybe the C star extension I have to take a lift. This generalized Thomson series, the conjecture is that this is a Hauptmodule or constant. And secondly, it should be true that for all matrices A, B, C, D in SL to Z, there is a good transformation property for this generalized Thomson series, namely when I act with SL to Z on commuting pairs, then the series should be invariant or should transform like a vector value of modular function. That's what it says, where this constant is a complex number of absolute value one. Now the existence of this twisted vector and the property two, they follow easily from orbifold conformal field theory. So physicists already did know this kind of that one should expect this kinds of objects and structures at this time. But the mathematical side was then proven by in great part by Dong, Mason, and Haisheng Li. So the The only point which remains is to show that this generalized Thomson series are in fact Taube module or constant. And from now on, I like to restrict me to the special case where G is the involution T, this is the 2A involution inside the monster. Inside the monster, there are two conjugacy classes of involution, and this involution has centralizer 2. Be a twofold cover of the baby monster. So that's the maximal non-trivial extension in the group cohomology class of the baby monster is set two. So what are the Haupt module for this T-twisted vector of the Moonshine module? So in the case that H has odd order, then the group generated by H and T is cyclic, and one can use this that the Thomson series, the generalized Thomson series, is determined via the property 2 by the original Thomson series TGQ. And there we know by Borchardt that it is a Haupt module. So this was done also in a paper by Dong, Mason, and Lee. Unfortunately, only very few conjugacy classes of the 247 conjugacy classes of this twofold cover of the baby monster have odd order. So a lot of conjugacy classes are left open. So now, what I can prove is that the functions P, H, and it's better to replace Q by Q square for H in the twofold cover of the baby monster are indeed Haupt modules. So there is seems to be no chance to deduce it directly from this property 2. So one needs really a way to understand how the twofold cover of the baby monster acts on the twisted vector. And so the idea of the proof is to construct a new generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra, which I call the baby monster Lie algebra. In fact, this Lie algebra was already found by Borchardt, but without action of the baby monster. So one has to find a construction that the baby monster acts on this Lie algebra. And the baby monster Lie algebra is constructed in the following way. I have the Moonshine module and the T-twisted vector. on this, the involution Px, and with the plus eigen, plus one eigenvalue, eigenspace, I call the zero, zero, and the other one with the zero, one, and similar for the T twisted vector, where also I have the action of T, which is a central element in the two-fold cover of the baby monster. So this gives me this four modules where the two-fold cover of the baby monster acts, and then I need the lattice L, which is the hyperbolic plane lattice, but now rescaled all norms by a factor 2, so the lattice is rescaled by square root of 2, and the dual lattice, this is then the hyperbolic plane lattice rescaled by the factor 1 over 2, so one, I can say it's 1 set plus 1 half set, where an element m, comma n in it has norm minus 4 m times n. This lattice, I can consider the associated lattice vertex algebra, and it turned out that this vertex, for lattice vertex algebra, the theory is developed, and there are four irreducible modules of this vertex algebra, which are, can be labeled by the cosets of the gamma in the dual lattice modulo the lattice, so in the discriminant form of the lattice L, which is isomorphic to C2 cross C2. And now I form the vertex algebra W as the direct sum over these four classes of V gamma. So this should, in V2, Z cos V2, means then here this four indices, tensor VL plus gamma. What I get is a vertex algebra, a gain of central charge 26, and on it I have the action of the two-fold kappa of the baby monster, and I have an invariant bilinear form, which comes from the vertex algebra structure. And now the baby monster Lie algebra is defined similar as for the monster Lie algebra. I take the highest weight vectors of conformal weight 1 in this vertex algebra and divide out L minus 1 to 0 and the radical of this bilinear form, and I get this Lie algebra is graded by L prime, and I have an action of the baby monster on it, and it's a generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra by applying one of Borchardt's characterization theorems for generalized Kac-Moody Lie algebra.
Is the automorphism group of W known?
That is the complete automorphism group. I think yes, but I didn't do it for the W, but for V0, 0, it's it's a baby monster. So I think one can deduce it from this. But this is not obvious. One has to prove it. So what now? One can now work out at Borchardt's did it the root lattice. This is the lattice L prime, and the structure of this baby monster the algebra, and it looks very similar, like the monster Lie algebra, but it's somewhat more involved structure. Again, one has one real simple root, and the wild group is a reflection on this root, and the imaginary simple roots, they are what is in green. So for every vector in element in the root lattice here, I have as many imaginary simple roots as the dimension is of this space is. Yes. So I can determine this follows from the Frenk-Lipovsky-Murmann construction of the Munsha module, what the dimension of these BIJs are. They can given explicitly in terms of this of the Dedekind eta function, and it turns out that this four modular functions form have a transformation property, so that I get a vector volume modular function of weight of dimension 4, weight 0 is a modular function, but it has singularities. And to such vector-valued modular function, I can apply Borchardt's theory of the singular theta correspondence, which gives me then some automorphic form on some Transmannians, and in this case, it's easily to work out. And this the product identity, which I so I get an automorphic product where I can compute the Fourier coefficient, and then this is one side of the denominator identity of the baby monster Lie algebra. I can determine what the from this that the wild group must be set to, and what the real simple roots are. So the problem is now. To what I like to do is to get now the action of the twofold cover of the baby monster involved and deduce this somehow from this baby monster Lie algebra. So I have to look at the equivariant denominator identity for the baby monster Lie algebra. And I start with the definition. Then I have a formal law on series q to the minus 1 plus h1 q plus h2 q square and so on. Then this formal law on series is called replicable if for the number h M n, which are defined by the generating series equal to minus the logarithm of 1 minus p q h I run from 1 to infinity of pi minus qi over p minus q. If one, for this coefficient, one has that hmn is equal to hm comma n prime, if the GCD of mn is equal to the GCD of m prime, n prime, and the product of both is the same. Now this replicable functions have been studied, and Norton proved the following theorem. If F is replicable, then F is determined by the first 23 coefficients. One needs a little less. We need the coefficient H1 to H5, H7, H9, H11, H17, H19, and H23. And Norton and Cummins, they proved that if now I interpret a function as a function in the upper half plane where Q is now in e to the pi I tau, if this is a Hauptmodule and the coefficients are rational, then the F is replicable. So this generalized Koike's result for this was that this Conway, Norton, Moonshine, Thomson theories that they are in fact completely replicable. I think also one can reduce then because everything is explicit that that the function I in fact completely replicable. And finally, Norton has a list of 619 Hauptmodules with rational coefficient, and he, together with the first 25 coefficients, and he believes that this gives all replicable functions. So this would mean that here I have here there's the upper implication, but in case this is true, to prove my theorem, I have to show that F is replicable, and then I can directly deduce that I get a Hauptmodule. But unfortunately, I think this is not proven completely, so I have to prove that my function F is replicable, and I have to compute in some way the first 25 coefficient of the generalized Thomson series for the p-twisted vector. And so let me prove why the theorem that the Thomson series for the t-twisted vector is replicable. So what one has to do is to determine the cohomology groups for the monster, baby monster Lie algebra. This is because it has nearly the same structure as the monster Lie algebra. This is easy. And then I have that the function So I denote with f this function here. That this has the is the trace of H on V 0 1 0 Q square plus trace G, H V 1 1 Q square. And now the equivariant denominator of identity of the baby monster Lie algebra is equivalent that HMN is equal to sum T over the divisors of MN, the GCD of MN, 1 over T trace of H to the T on V MN divided by 2T square M T N T. This is nearly the same as for the monster Lie algebra, with the exception that here I have the I have to take care about this indices, and for this this is defined the function I map with the reduction modulo 2. So when they're depending if this quotient is even or odd, I get one of these four modules. Now to see that the function is replicable, I have to show that if I take M prime and N prime, which have the same GCD and the same product, that this expression doesn't depend on M prime and N prime. So for the product, this is clear, but I have to take care about the index here. And if I write M as 2 to the alpha M tilde, N equal to 2 to the beta N tilde, and P equal to 2 to the gamma T tilde, then I get that the trace HT on V M over T bracket MN over 2 T square is equal to the trace of HT V. And here I just have 2 alpha minus gamma 2 beta minus gamma. Now, when I change MN to M prime N prime, since they have the same product in the GCD, the only thing what can happen is that these two N primes are switched. So I switch to alpha minus gamma with two beta minus gamma, but now I have that V 0 1 is isomorphic to V 1 0 S to V modules. And so in the case when I have 0 0, it's clear and 1 1, but in the case 1 0 and 0 1, because I have this symmetry, I'm been done. And from this, I have proven that the generalized Thomson series for the piece with the vector are replicable. And unfortunately, I cannot conclude directly here, but now the problem is to compute the first 25 coefficients of the T-twisted vector. So I have to look at the twisted moonshine module and determine it as a 2B module. And it turns out this is not so easy to do, since when I'm going up to conformal by 25 and already so big that nearly all of the 247 irreducibles of the twofold cover of the baby monster can occur. So what I did is in several steps, which I'll just shortly indicate, the idea is I have to understand these modules better, and if I take a C central charge 1/2 Virasoro element in the moonshine module, this has three irreducible modules L0, L1, L2, and now I can also take the commutant of L0 inside the moonshine module. This is a vertex algebra central charge 1/2, and the commutant tends central sharp 23.5, and this has also three irreducible modules, and it turned out that the D00 is U0 L0 plus U1 L1. V10 is isomorphic V01 and U2 L2, and V11 is isomorphic to U0 L1 plus U1 tensor L0. Now, V00 and V01, for this I have the decomposition as a monster module by Borchardt. I know all the original Thompson series, therefore I can decompose the first 25 components of the moonshine module into irreducible of the monster, and then I can do it for the subgroup of the twofold cover of the baby monster, and I can figure out, because here the central element acts by -1, I can figure out which part is here, and since they are isomorphic S2B modules, I have this part. So the difficult part is so this in fact gives me all the even H A N with N arbitrary large. So I have here up to H 8. But I need also the odd ones, and these are in particular the complicated ones. So the idea is now, since this WA is fixed by the action of the twofold of the baby monster, I have that the baby monster or the cover is acting only on this part, so I can get extra information. They cannot be too big, the irreducible of the baby monster, and from this considerations I can get the I can get H 1, H 3, H 5, H 7, because there is only a unique way to, if I have the decomposition here of the I like to say, because I have here U0 L1, U1 L0, so somehow this is related with this baby monster module, which I know. So from the combinatorics, there was only a unique solution for this one. And to go further, I have to use the equivariant denominator identity and try to get recursion formulas. And it turns out, for example, for AH9, I have the formula, it's AH2 square plus AH1 to the 3 over 3 plus H1 AH3 plus AH5 minus AH3 1 over 3. So this means the eth coefficient of the Thomson, the twisted Thomson series for H and here for H to the 3. So this recursion formula. Oh yeah, okay, I'm stopping now. So this gives H9 and the similar but much more complicated formulas. Oh yeah, I'm over the time, sorry. One can finally get all of them, and it turns out that the list of 247 function I get are indeed the ones of are all contained in Norton's list, so they are Hopf modules, and therefore the generalized moonshine conjecture is proven in this case. Okay. Thank you. Also I have here the maybe just to finish with two transparencies. I have here the this is the these are the head characters. Now I have written this in terms of the irreducibles of the twofold cover of the baby monster, the one these so for H23 in here up to 149 occurs. On the other hand, so what I'm interested in is in principle one likes to get a classification of generalized Kac-Moody-Lie algebra. So besides this monster-Lie algebra of Borchardt, he constructed the fake monster fake monster-Lie algebra of rank 26, and with Niels Scheithauer we could construct the fake monster-Lie algebra of rank 18, and so now today I show how the baby monster-Lie algebra looks, and the hope is that one really can get the complete classification since different approaches by myself, by Scheithauer, he orbifolds this fake monster-Lie algebra, and Alex Barnard, he uses some lattice methods. It seems that all one gets the same objects. Okay, thank you.